The University of Michigan has sent 226 athletes and coaches to the Olympic Games. Wolverines have competed in every modern Olympics since the first one in 1896. The numbers are impressive, but I'd rather focus on a few interesting individuals, past and present. I'm John Bacon. In the opening ceremonies next week, when the United States flag bearer declines to dip the stars and stripes for Queen Elizabeth, he or she will be following the lead of Ralph Rose, a Michigan alum who refused to lower the flag in the 1908 London Olympics for King Edward VII. Rose explained, "This flag dips for no earthly king, and it never has." Wolverines have also made their mark on the podium, winning 138 medals, including 65 gold. This year, Michigan is sending 26 athletes and coaches to London who will compete in 9 different sports. The list includes Betsy Armstrong, a graduate of Ann Arbor Huron High School, widely considered the greatest high school in the history of Western civilization and also my alma mater. She will play goalie for the water polo team. Tiffany and Jeff Porter both set hurdling records at Michigan before getting married, even as Tiffany was becoming a doctor of pharmacy. There's Connor Yeager, an engineering student who started as a walk-on on the swimming team and finished as a 3-time NC2A All-American. There's Sam Mikulik, a gymnast who broke both ankles at a meet last year on the same landing. He finished his remaining events and learned afterward he'd fractured both ankles. Not all tough guys play football. And there's Jerome Singleton. When he was just 1 year old, doctors amputated his right leg below the knee. He went on to become an engineering student and a world-class Paralympian, Michigan's first. The 2012 Olympic contingent is one of Michigan's best and is sure to make a splash in London. But it will be hard for any of them to surpass the legacies of DeHart Hubbard and Eddie Tolan. DeHart Hubbard was a first-rate sprinter who also set the world record for the long jump in 1925. He set Michigan's record the same year, which stood until 1980. It still ranks as the school's second-best mark 87 years later. He also set the Big Ten Championship long jump record, which Jesse Owens broke, and no one else to this day. In the 1924 Paris Olympics, Hubbard became the first African-American to win an individual Olympic gold medal. But in that distinction lay his only limitation. Despite graduating from Michigan with honors in 1927, Hubbard could only find work in positions reserved for African-Americans. Right when DeHart Hubbard was leaving campus, Eddie Tolan was arriving. His track team at Detroit's Cass Tech High won the national championship, and the team consisted only of Tolan and just one other athlete. Tolan set plenty of marks himself, including a world record in the 100-meter dash on a track that sloped 2.5 feet uphill. In the 1932 Los Angeles Olympics, Tolan won the 100-meter dash over the legendary Ralph Metcalf in a photo finish, then breezed to another gold medal in the 200, earning him the title of the world's fastest human. Michigan's governor declared the date of his return Eddie Tolan Day as an expression of Michigan's pride. Detroiters packed the train station to give Tolan a hero's welcome. But even as the crowd gushed over its native son, Tolan noticed his half-brother picking up trash on the park lawn and realized he was luckier than I am, simply because his half-brother had a job. Tolan had dreamed of becoming a doctor, and he was a good student, but he could only get a poor-paying job as a county clerk. When that ended, Tolan went from city to city, walking the streets, looking for work. He even appeared in the vaudeville act of Bill Bojangles Robinson, which cost Tolan his amateur status. Tolan died in 1967 and Hubbard in 1976. Both were inducted into the University of Michigan's Athletic Hall of Honor posthumously. Few, if any, of Michigan's current Olympians will outperform these two, but all of them will have more opportunities when their athletic careers are over. No matter what they do the rest of their lives, they will forever be known as Olympians, a title everyone around the world respects, because so few of us are.